This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I'm not going to launch into a monologue here this morning. We're going to talk to Lauren at Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You say this is Lauren?
Yes.
Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Tell me why you're calling in today.
I'm participating in the First Shot Mentored deer hunt on the refuge this morning.
Okay. And you and how many others? 20 some others?
I believe 22 or so.
Right. And you guys are from everywhere. You've never hunted before. Is that correct?
Correct. They did a mentored turkey hunt in the spring, and that was the first turkey hunt.
Right.
This is the first deer hunt.
Right. Where do you call home?
I actually live in Anne Arundel County, so I'm luckily not that far, but some people are, you know, coming in from D.C. and even farther than that.
Oh, yeah. Sure, sure. So what got you interested in hunting, Lauren?
It's kind of a weird sequence of events, but my daughter really wasn't interested. She's 11 in any sport, and I saw an ad for a Jake Day they were doing close by last spring, and I thought, you know, why not take her to that? She might find something she likes to do. And she actually really enjoyed shooting a .22s.
Right.
So, and I figured, you know, I wasn't interested in hunting at all, but I thought, you know, she likes, you know, shooting .22s and such, and she might enjoy hunting at some point. So I signed her up for hunter safety, and I went with her because she needs to have an adult.
Right.
And it just, the things that we learned there were things that we didn't know before about, you know, Pittman-Robertson and how important hunting is for conservation and such. We, you know, we had to seek that information out to find it, really. And
right.
It was really eye-opening, and the team of instructors were so passionate and effective. It really just changed my entire perspective.
And you say that was in Anne Arundel County that you took the course?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you take it, if you recall?
I took it at Meyer Station Nature Center.
Okay.
And, I
want to
say it's Odenton.
Sure, Odenton. I know those folks, Frank Hall and Gene Hyatt and some of those folks that are involved in that program down there, and it's the Central Maryland chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation that gets so involved with the Meyer Station folks. And Buzz Meyer was a great guy. He opened his land up years ago, and his daughter continued his tradition after he passed a few years back. And I'm just glad that you and your daughter got interested in the hunter safety course. So you took the course with her, and both of you graduated, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yep.
And both of you are on the hunt today?
No, it's just actually my fiance was also there with her and I, and he also graduated, and he's here. And she'll be on her first hunt on the youth day coming up, I believe, on the 10th.
Yes, November 10th. Right, exactly.
Yeah, yes. We're going out with Russ Lee that day.
Oh, got it. Yeah, Russ is a good guy. Russ is with the National Wild Turkey Federation, and Russ actually came to our Maryland Hunting Coalition Hunting Summit back in the end of September. So we're we know Russ, and we've run across him, and the Turkey Federation is another sponsor and great supporter of the mentored hunt. So,
right.
Yep. Was there any success yesterday?
Actually, we went out with. Well, my fiance, he also participated in the First Shot Turkey Hunt, and his mentor, Frank Elburn, is his mentor for this, too.
Oh, nice.
yesterday morning, and we've been here since Tuesday night. Wednesday morning,
wow,
he showed us how to build a ground blind.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we've been hunting morning and evening since. And my fiance saw one for the first time, a sitka for the first time yesterday morning.
Right.
And he shot himself a little hind.
Yep. Sure.
And then in the evening last night, we all went out again. So me, my fiance Dave, and Frank, and I, right, 10 minutes before shooting time ended, I shot a little sitka stag.
You did.
Yep.
Congratulations. And you say a little one. Now, are you talking a little spike buck or what?
Yeah, it was spike.
Okay, great. Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I will tell you, have you ever eaten sitka deer before?
I had some for the first time when we came here for the first shot hunt orientation last Sunday, and it was so good.
My wife, Robin, does not particularly care for whitetails, but put some sitka deer in front of her, and she will enjoy herself on that meal. So, we try to put one in the freezer every year. So, Lauren, congratulations. So you're out for the morning. You've taken your deer. Your fiance took his. And I know that Marcia has sent me the skeleton of a story. She's going to send me, she sent me pictures of the orientation with the group picture and some of the stand erection back in the dark back in the marsh and with the mentors. And so that was pretty cool. Now I'm looking for pictures of successful hunters to add to the article, and I'm gonna guess that yours is gonna be one of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was a feeling like it's hard to describe. It was.
That's your first deer ever.
Yeah, it was so many things all at the same time, and
yeah,
it was a good.
What, now, did you use a bow or did you use a rifle or
a
shotgun?
I used a crossbow.
A what? Crossbow. Mm-hmm. Good. And I'm hoping there was not a long tracking job.
No, not at all. He actually went down right away.
Oh, good. Good for you. Good for you.
It was lucky. We were out there, and I was a few inches in mud. And it was raining. It would have been quite the interesting time.
Yeah. Did you hear him splashing in the marsh? Did you hear him splashing coming through?
I heard nothing. One minute, nothing was there. The next minute,
there he is.
I understand why they call it marsh ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear any bugling while you were there?
I heard bugling. We went out Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, Thursday evening, and I heard bugling all of those nights.
Right.
And then for all of those times we went out. Last night, I didn't hear any.
Well, you had that east wind last night in the rain. Now, the east wind is not necessarily great for deer hunting, but, the deer are wet anyway. They're active in the marsh. They've got to get something to eat. And it's also coming to the tail end of the breeding season, the rut for sitka deer. So, you were blessed to see that animal and take a shot at it. So that's terrific. Terrific, Lauren. So. And I'm guessing you've made some good friendships while you're there with some of the other mentees and mentors.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, getting an interest in hunting at the time that we did was so just kind of meant to be, because Dave and I don't have any friends or family that hunt. And
right.
This kind of popped up, I think, on Facebook for the deer hunt or for the turkey hunt.
Right.
And it was, I don't know what we would have done without this, because there's such a learning curve when you're new to this.
No kidding.
Someone that knows what they're doing, and you really need people that know what they're doing. You can't rely on the internet, because it's
no.
So hard to find accurate information that's specific to where you are. And we've met so many people because of this program that I don't know what we would have done without them. We would be nowhere near as prepared. I'm sure we wouldn't have been successful, last night if it weren't for, meeting Frank at the turkey hunt.
Sure. Sure, everything. And the orientation and everything else. I mean, it's just, and the visitor center there at Blackwater, I mean, they've got some tremendous stags in there, on taxidermy displays and so forth. And I mean, it kind of takes you back when you see, these animals that, a lot of people in Maryland don't even know we have here.
Right.
You know, and we've got the only wild herd of sika deer in the country, of this brand of sika deer. Everything else has pretty much been established by, the sika deer here were introduced years ago, but over a century ago. Everything else is these exotic hunts and that type of thing. And, I'm just tickled to be able to, harvest one every now and then and have the opportunity to hunt sika deer myself. What I wanted to get to was the fact that the group, the mentees, the people who are being mentored are such a diverse group. I'm seeing pictures of people from other cultures, like, JJ, the Chinese PhD student. I'm seeing pictures of, Nasser, he looks to be, Indian or Pakistani. And, then there's the story of the Muslim woman that wears the, traditional hijab, out there in the marsh sika deer hunting.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, and she gets the looks when she goes into a sporting goods store to try and look at a rifle. You know,
right.
or hunting equipment. I can imagine the person behind
right.
the counter. So, It just does my heart good to hear about all these folks that are, they're able to take care of this opportunity. And, Marcia Pradines has just done a spectacular job of managing. And of course, she has a good team there at Blackwater as well. So, you know, hats off to everybody that's involved in this, the Turkey Federation, the United Sportsmen's Alliance for donating all the, tree stands, the volunteers, the help. I mean, this is a tremendous effort, and we're more than glad to celebrate this event and the mentored events with you. I also publish the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. That's where the article and the pictures are going to go. So I'll make sure that everybody gets copies of that down at the refuge when you visit.
Awesome.
Yep. Well, congratulations, Lauren. I appreciate you calling in. Is there anybody else there, or have they all headed out?
I believe they're pretty much all headed out.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're the lucky one that gets to drink your coffee and put your feet up and, so very good. Well, congratulations to you. Say hello to your daughter and your fiance and, let the folks know that, we're supporting you here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and, we'll be more than glad to continue to do that as best we can.
Thank you so much.
All right, Lauren. Again, congratulations. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? How about that? Tickled. That's what I am, tickled. Well, bear season has come and gone. I don't have the numbers. I haven't talked to – I talked to Harry Spiker, who's been a guest on this show in the past. As of Wednesday or Thursday, I believe we had 106 bears harvested. I think we did 130 some last year. Some big ones. The average weight has been up this year. Fellows like, are on the Bucks, Bears, and Stags website. we have, let's see, yesterday from, Frederick County. Wayne Johnson used his 300 Ultra Mag to harvest a live weight 497-pound black bear. Dressed rate was 421. Looks like Tuesday, Robert Marks was on public land in Washington County. His bear was dressed 487 pounds dressed. That put it at over 500 pounds. Live weight. He lives in Clear Spring, and he took it he took it in Washington County on public ground. That's pretty cool. Now I don't know what gun he used, but the bear had a 36-inch neck. Look at the noggin on that, Chris. I mean, it's unbelievable. So these, we're trying with BBS, Bucks, Bears, Stags. We're trying to establish a Maryland record book for whitetail deer, black bears, which has never been done before, and sika deer. So we're just anxious for any of you folks who may have had a deer measured in any other by any other entity here in Maryland to, you know, contact us through the website or through the Facebook page, or contact me personally, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com on my email here, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, or call the show, and we'll be glad to put you together with one of our authorized measures or official measures, and we'll be glad to get you in that Maryland record book. A fellow by the name of Vince Pirro, after last week's show, went out last Saturday and took a gorgeous 8-point buck. Gorgeous. And Johnny Bressy over at Precision Taxidermy is doing the taxidermy on that. And Vince has been, you know, he's been liking everything on Facebook, and you know, we had a nice talk. So it was nice to hear from him, you know, after him hearing the show last week. And the one particular caller that I tried to encourage to get into the outdoors, I think that affected him a little bit. At least he said he did. So. It's all good. If you're out there, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A muzzleloader contest is going on right now. Chris is going to be working with us here on the commercial break, and it's time for me to tell you that for almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added by pairing with some of the leading names in conservation in the outdoor industry. That would be, like the previously mentioned, National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association. Whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, you know, when I went sick of deer hunting the first time this year, it was an afternoon hunt. And there was nobody going to be there till, you know, late in the afternoon. So I stopped at Bay Country Baker and got a cup of coffee on my way down through. And I would like you to do the same when you're hunting in the Dorchester County area. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. They serve not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday and all day Saturday today. And, you know, why not? It's raining. Go down and get some breakfast. But they have some of the most delicious, I mean delicious, fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on Maryland's eastern shore. Enough for everyone in camp. So when I'm on Route 50 heading to or from the deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, good friends, your hosts, are trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Chesapeake Outdoors, 39B Dominion Road, right off Route 50 on Kent Island. Their phone number is 410-604-2500. Now, John Ertley, who manages the store, killed a giant 8-point buck the other night. I'm telling you, this was a fantastically tall, beautiful, symmetrical 8-point buck, and he'll be in the next issue of the Merrill Hunting Quarterly. So stop by, and when you see John, and say congratulations on your deer, heard about it on the radio, took it with his crossbow, and man, he just sending me pictures, and it was great. It was absolutely great. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors has not only crossbows, but they have compound bows by Matthews. There's still a sale on Hoyt. The crossbows are anybody from 10 point to Raven and everybody in between. They've got CVA and Thompson Center muzzle loaders. They carry they can order any type of firearm you like. Okay. They have some Remingtons. They have some Choppas. All the ammunition, all the steel shot, all the deer slugs, all the scent control products, all the tree stands, all the camo by Bandit and by Scent Lock. They have the Rambo bikes, the Yeti coolers, the Bubba Blade knives, the Costa sunglasses. You name it, they've got it. Boots, hips, and waders for any application. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. Guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
He's right about that. And you know what I like? Excuse me. You know what I like about our current administration? Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump are hunters. Hunters. They know about what it takes to get out there and participate in this worthy and honored heritage and tradition. No matter what people say, I'm going to defend the heritage of hunting. I'm going to defend the lifestyle. I'm going to defend the traditions. I'm not going to defend people doing something stupid or poaching, or being unsafe, but the hunting tradition that my grandfather grew up with, you know, had and grew up with, the hunting tradition that I've been, you know, involved in for over 50 years, I'm gonna continue to be a supporter of hunting, recreational hunting, just because of people like Lauren that called in that had never hunted before, doesn't have the opportunity. You know, Pennsylvania wouldn't have the situation. You know, you could go to a local farmer, at least back in the day, you could go to a local farmer and say, look, do you mind if I deer hunt? No, you know, we got them eating our corn. You better get in there and get a couple of them. So we're good. You know, the situation in Maryland with getting access to property is so tough. It is what it is. 90% of our deer hunting is on private property here in Maryland. We have wonderful public land. Some of it's a little hard to access. But you see what's happened? We've gotten a little bit lazy with our deer hunting. We've become snipers. We haven't become hunters. You know, you go out and you put up a tree stand somewhere and you bait it up with corn. You wait for the deer to come by. Is that really hunting? Well, to some people it is. And you know what? If that's what you get your pleasure from, that's fine. Personally, I like a little woodsmanship. I like to know where the deer travel. I like to be able to set up a stand in that area. I like to be able to know, you know, what's coming down the road and how they're going to get there and where they run and where they move and where they feed and what time of the day they move. I like to be able to develop a little woodsmanship. And somebody just getting into it doesn't have that. My woodsmanship was honed with, years of trial and error, So, you know, but I know a little bit more now. I know what to look for. I know what rubs mean. I know what scrapes mean. I know what, you know, different types of rubs mean. I know what a browse line is. You know, I have just sucked in this knowledge. What's that word? Like a sponge. What's the word? Yeah, that's one word. That's not exactly the word. But let's talk to John in Nottingham and maybe I'll think of that word. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. That was interesting about the that bear with a 36-inch neck.
Yep, it's huge.
I can't imagine going into the woods and running into something like that.
You'd never forget it.
Yeah. Well, also when I ask you about, have you ever watched on TV on the Animal Planet those game warden shows?
Some of them, yep.
Yeah, I thought they're very interesting. You could learn a lot of things.
Oh yeah, no question about it. No question about it. What the conservation officers or natural resource police, whatever you call them, game wardens, however you want to call it, what they do is very challenging, you know. And I give them all the credit in the world for those guys on the ground. I really do.
Especially up in Maine with a moose. That was interesting.
Right, right.
It's unique, right.
Yeah, a moose. I was at a shop the other day in Southern Maryland. Mike McWilliams has a, Mike's Wild Game Processing. He's a deer cutter. Mike has been a customer of mine for years. And Mike went to Maine on a self-guided moose hunt with his brother who lives there and took a 40-inch bull moose, called it in. And, you know, it was a very exciting hunt. They saw a lot of moose, called in a couple of them. A couple of them would show up for a second and turn and go the other way. But, he managed to take this nice, 40-inch moose. You know, very, very happy to do it. I think it weighed 900 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a big animal, you know, and they can hurt you. But yeah, the calling was pretty neat. Pretty neat. So, anyway, you're in the contest, John?
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. 410-922-6680. 410-WCBM 680. That's where you call to get in the contest for the muzzleloader. I don't even know what model CBA is going to send you. I guess we'll find out when we pull the winner later today. We are pulling the winner later today. So if you'd like to get in that contest, you're certainly welcome to call. Leave your phone number with Chris. Go on the air with me for a second or two, and we're good to go. There you go. Let's see. I'm getting some text. No, it's not absorb. I think Chris hit the word. Osmosis. That's the word. Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. And Chuck, thank you also, Spore, for giving us the update on the bear season. 130 bears as of 8 p.m. last night. Record is 167 in 2016. I took mine in 2015, so there you go. All right. Got it. 410-922-6680. Trying to reply to emails, but we're just kind of too busy here. So there you go. probably ought to tell you a little bit about Clyde Sports Shop located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I was in the other day and we were talking about the Browning firearms and particularly focused on one gun. And that was the X-Bolt, Hell's Canyon. Now they have three models. They have one called the Speed, which is lighter and shorter and more compact for carrying in the mountains, so to speak, or if you're out there pronghorn hunting and you need to carry your gun a long ways, there's that one. And then there's the McMillan, which is a little heavier built gun, maybe for a little larger game, you know, for elk and moose and bears and things like that. And then there's one called, I'm thinking about it right now, the McMillan. Oh, the long range. This gun has a longer barrel. Comes in calibers like 6.5 Creedmoor and 308 and things like that. And that, you know, if you want to do a little longer range shooting with a rifle, that's the one. It's a gorgeous gun. It comes in that arid urban camo green. It comes with a Cerakote barrel with a muzzle brake on the end, a fluted barrel. It's really a nice, handsome gun to carry with you. So you put some good optics on that, and you will have a first-class firearm. So Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. They do gunsmithing and licenses, and they got a big supply of knives. If you're looking for a new hunting knife, they've got archery equipment and anything you could need one or imagine for hunting, even hard-to-find ammo. If you have something like a Weatherby, 257 Weatherby, I'm sure you can find a box of ammo in there at Clyde Sport Shop. So there you go. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. It's raining. Why not go in there today and check it out? All right. Where are the callers? Where are the callers?
They're sleeping in.
Apparently.
Because it's raining outside. It's a little bit on the chilly side.
Yeah, well, if they're sleeping, they should be getting up and starting to call in here and get their chance on a muzzle
loader. Well, they're making their coffee. Because, I mean, you can't have the Outdoorsman Show without coffee. See?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That's good coffee. Good coffee. I made that last night. Pressed a button on the Mr. Coffee this morning, and there it was. You know, we each had those pod coffee makers.
Mm-hmm.
I drink so much coffee, I go broke buying the pods.
Yes.
So I just, you know, buy a little inexpensive Mr. Coffee. And
well, the other thing I've seen, too, in the grocery store is the filter. That's shaped like one of those K-cups.
Yeah.
And you put your own coffee in, and, I mean, that'll cut down on the cost.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
Yeah,
you can do that, too. But, you know.
But you can't meet a Mr. Coffee, I'm sorry.
Well, when I was a kid, you used to go to the A&P.
Uh-huh.
And they had the coffee grinders right there. And you pick out your beans,
uh-huh.
And you pick out your bag, and uh-huh. You grind your coffee beans in the bag, and then you take it home, you put it in a percolator.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
My mom, I will always remember all the percolating, the smell of the coffee on uh-huh. a percolator. And the action, you know, where it come up in a little glass bulb at the top and all
uh-huh.
that stuff.
And it just dripped down.
Yeah. It was, you know, those were the days, man. But now, you know, you go to buy a pound of coffee, and it's 10 ounces, and it's $8 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And then when you brew it, you can't smell it in the house like you could with a percolator.
That's true.
Because with a percolator, it would fill up the entire house with a coffee smell. And now it's like you have to get really close to it to smell it. And it's
yeah.
Like, eh.
That's right. Yeah. So, and Robin's gotten great at making coffee, even though she doesn't drink it. So, and I'll give you a tip. If you have a Mr. Coffee and you make a full pot of coffee, and your coffee makes you belch or gets you is a little bitter, you know, or makes it get a little acid, do yourself a favor. When you put the last scoop in the filter, take a little pinch of salt and put in there, and that cuts all that acid and cuts all that heartburn and all that burping and all that stuff out of your coffee. So there you go, just a little pinch of salt. I keep a salt shaker right next to the coffee maker, and when I put the last scoop in, and let her go. All good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are here to give away a muzzleloader today from the fine folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms. They make a number of things, and they make centerfire rifles. They make muzzleloaders. And I'm going to take a look. You know, I love my mountain rifle for whitetails. I love my mountain rifle for sick of deer. Jacob took a sick of deer at about 80 yards with my mountain rifle a couple years ago, and it never twitched off the, you know, from where it was standing. But I'm going to investigate the long-range muzzleloader that we heard about here from the muzzleloader representative, and his name escapes me right now. A couple of years ago, they were just coming out with a January of last year or the year before. I'm going to investigate that because I had a stag at 193 yards. Now, that's a poke with a muzzleloader. But I think I can pull that shot if I set up the rig right. So, Robin, be prepared. There might be a muzzleloader coming into our lives. Jennifer in Timonium. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, boy.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm extra good, hon, and I'm up. But the only awful thing I have to tell you is that I went up to Pennsylvania on 83, and they were 3 killed deer on the way up and 2 coming back.
Oh, wow.
So that's not a nice story. But
well, you know what? You ought to go out 70 or down Route 50 or any of the back roads on the Eastern Shore. You'd really be disappointed.
Oh,
oh yeah. It is the season. It's the typical late October, early November, beginning of the rut, when what's called pre-rut, the pre-breeding season, when the bucks are chasing the does. And it'll get a little bit worse up until about the middle of November and then kind of slowly fade off. But this is the time of year you got to watch for those deer.
Years ago, I called you because I hit a deer down in West Virginia. But everybody was calling you and telling you because they wanted to get a deer for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And nobody was finding any.
And you found one.
And I found one, but what happened is I kept going, and all these guys got out of their truck with their guns. They were thrilled.
Oh, my. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
Deer for Thanksgiving.
Yep. Well,
all right.
I didn't. Hey, listen. I was going deer hunting at my uncle's farm. We were living in, let's see, where was Kathy living? She was living in Seals Grove, okay? And I got up in the morning, and I was going to Huntington County, which was quite a poke to get there to go deer hunting. And I saw this deer laying along the road, and it had been hit, but it was still alive. Its head was up.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this in Pennsylvania, but you are not allowed to administer the coup de grace to a deer.
Oh.
Okay, you have to call law enforcement. Well, I went over and took care of the deer and, you know, started to walk away, and guys pulled up in the truck, and I thought, oh, what's this? And, hey, you want that deer? I said, no, buddy, you got her. And I don't know what happened, but I drove away, and I assumed the deer disappeared in the back of the truck, which is good. I mean, I there was one right on Liberty Road where the post office used to be there in Randallstown one night that got struck and you know, was disoriented and wasn't going to survive, and I stopped and put that one down, and the guy, hey, you want that deer? No, buddy, take her. You got a pickup truck.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I love it when they're used. Yep.
That's what you said, you can't shoot them in Baltimore County, and I have them. I'm right next to 83.
Right.
And there are deer tracks across my yard all the time. Well, blessings to everybody, and good luck on the drawing.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Jennifer. Bye-bye. There she goes. Let's see. John in Easton. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. Hello. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Oh, just one of the crazy ones trying to deer hunt this morning in Easton.
it's going to be cold and windy and rainy for a couple of hours, but I think this evening might be okay for you.
Yeah, I want to sit in the tent in the morning and get to stand in the evening.
Well, there you go. What, like a ground blind or something?
Absolutely.
There you go. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that as long as the rain's not dripping in on you or your weapon, you know? So
can't kill him on the couch.
No, you can't. You're right about that. And you're exactly right. So. Very good, John. Well, I'm glad you're in the contest. Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you. Good luck to you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. John in Catonsville. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
What's
good,
cool?
Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. Hey, just called to get in the contest. Say hi. My first gun was a 45 caliber CVA that I bought in a kit.
Right.
From Best. And,
oh man, Best! Oh my goodness! Yeah, I remember.
71.
Yeah,
and put it together. Had a lot of fun with it over the years. Killed a lot of deer with it.
Sure.
And hopefully, I'm talking to you about an upgrade in the contest.
Well, good luck to you, John.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All right, see you later. Thank you. Yeah, my son-in-law and I were just talking about those kit guns the other day. I don't know if CVA still makes one. I think Lyman makes one, and some others. But you know, that's a great way to get started for sure. But CVA is going to provide us with a nice, inline muzzleloader. Somebody's going to win it. I don't know what model it'll be, but I guess we'll find out when I send the name in. I'll ask again what they're going to do. But normally what they'll do is, you know, if they're sold out of a popular model, you're not going to get that one. But, you know, whatever they've got, you know, and I'm not talking, they don't make inexpensive stuff. They don't make, you know, cheap stuff. They don't make, but they do make some great. Let me tell you something. One of the inexpensive models that they make is a Wolf muzzleloader, okay? It was one particular one was won at one of our coalition benefits a couple of years ago. That muzzleloader has taken two of the best stags that we've got measured in bucks, bears, and stags. That particular muzzleloader, I know the father and son that use that muzzleloader, and one of those muzzleloaders, one of those stags was taken right where I saw the one the other day, Stag Alley, at about 190 yards with that Wolf muzzleloader. And it was like, I'm getting out of the stand in 10 minutes. There's the stag. I'm taking the shot. Heart shot it right there. A 16-year-old young man. So, Hunter, congratulations on that. Again, that was, 2017 season. So. There you go. And his dad killed one the year before, which was tremendous. 70-inch stag. It's a beautiful thing. Paul and Joppa, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
I have a question about hunting around state park. My property borders state park and have somebody who may be hunting the property with permission.
Okay.
What are kind of the rules, I guess, if he shoots a deer and then I guess as long as it stays on my property, it's okay. If it goes into the state park, does he need to call anybody?
He needs to make a phone. Here's what I would do if I were you. I would get that information ahead of time. I would call Natural Resources Police or stop by. You're in Joppa. Stop by the service center over there and get the information. Get some contact information. Establish contact with somebody who works that area. And also establish contact with the state park. You know, it might be somebody at a higher level than the park personnel. It might be somebody at a higher level DNR whatever the park hierarchy is. It wouldn't be Wildlife and Heritage, but it would be somebody in the Park Service. And, you know, get the name of somebody who patrols that area, somebody who runs that area, and maybe establish a relationship and say, look, here's my property. I want you to be aware we're hunting it. If we have an animal that runs over onto the state park property, I would like to be able to contact you to go retrieve the animal. And that's what you got to do.
Right.
Do your homework.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. And then make sure you download the OnX app so you know where the line is at all times.
Absolutely.
One of our sponsors. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
See ya. There we go. Who's next? Oh, Miss Fran. Good morning. How are you, Fran?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, I'm just hanging in there with life, you know.
I hear you.
Anyway, so, of course, I've been listening to the show.
Yeah.
And the last time, before you left for that little trip.
Yeah.
You had that a guy from Feel and Stream.
Yeah.
Oh, I was sitting up to hear him.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the three R's and everything.
Yep.
But you learn so much, you know.
Yep.
And this young lady that called Earl, when he first started off, that was really great.
Mm-hmm.
She brought back memories, you know, for me.
Yep.
And she was talking about the hunt and safety course and everything. And
yep.
How much you learn and all that kind of stuff. But I just want to say this, too. You know, we appreciate you here in the hunting community for your fight and your dedication to the culture. I remember way back when you first decided, you said, I'm going to be the driver of this bus. I've got to find a name for the organization and everything, you know. And the first time you went to testify, I remember you said that you sat there and testified by yourself.
I did.
And I tell you, you wonder why I show up at everything I can. I made up my mind when I heard you sat there by yourself, after you put yourself out there, name and all, you know, for the hunting community. I said, if I can stand, roll, walk, hitchhike, I get public transportation.
Yep.
I am not going to let him ever go to his things alone.
Well, let me
and
tell you.
I look around now at the nice crowd you have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
yes, indeed. We just signed up the 1,100th out of 80,000 hunters. We have 1,100 members. When I say members, these are people that have given us their email to send our newsletters out to. 1,100 out of 80,000, Fran. Mm. And it's been almost 5 years. So, you know, my question is, how effective are we?
Well,
you put a post up on the Facebook page. We have 4,600 or 4,700 people visit our Facebook page, and you put a post up, and it's something controversial like the goose season, and you reach 12, 15,000 people. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. So far, out of all the posts we put on our Facebook page and reaching those thousands and thousands of people, we've had 3 people hit the donate button. In about 2 years. So, there you go.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, someone once told me something, and I kept it in my mind. He said, life is not a spectator sport.
Right.
And a lot of people think they can just sit on the fence and not make a decision and watch other people live life. But I'll tell you this, life will come along, knock you off that fence, and you will either be a participant or a victim.
Yep, you're right.
All right, I'm not going to hold up anymore. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Fran. Talk soon. Bye-bye. There she goes. Hey, we got to take a break, but we're going to get these calls in from Tony in Columbia and Lee in Catonsville. Here we go. For almost 10 years, hunters have relied on Onyx to help navigate both public and private land boundaries across the country. Onyx Hunt is the only tool comprised of over 400 countrywide maps that gives clear private and public land boundaries, trails, hunting-specific data, and more. New map layers are constantly being added. By pairing with some of the leading names in conservation and the outdoor industry like the National Wild Turkey Federation and Quality Deer Management Association, whether it's on your smartphone or your handheld GPS, make the most of your precious time in the field by navigating with Onyx Hunt. Hey, head on down to Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located right there on Route 50, right across the Bay Bridge, exit 39B Dominion Road. Their phone number is 410-604-2500. It's hunting season. If you're into waterfowl or deer or bow hunting or muzzle loading or shotguns or rifles or ammunition or scent control or clothing, apparel, boots, accessories, tree stands, safety equipment, I think you get the picture. Yes? Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, you know, Bubba Blade knives. I think those Bubba Blades make a really nice gift. Anyway, you need to check out that entire line of hunting supplies. I do it. I visit our sponsors and I support them. They support us here at the show, and I just recommend Chesapeake Outdoors and say congratulations to Big John, the manager, when you see him on his great buck he killed the other night. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Their friendly and experienced staff is waiting to take care of you.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Gloomy weather for the top of the weekend with a coastal low passing east of Maryland. There are gale alerts up just off the coast. And we've got northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour today. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Quarter of an inch of rain out there. Mostly cloudy and 46 tonight. And then I think dry weather for Sunday, Monday into early next week with high temps in the 50s and 60s. Eventually by Wednesday, sunshine and 70 degrees. So heading uphill with the temps early next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville. Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner, and truck your accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Quickly running out of time, let's talk to Tony in Columbia. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm well.
Just wanted to call and thank you and Mr. Spiker. I called you several weeks before the bear season came in.
Yeah, I remember. How'd you do?
I had a very successful hunt. I didn't shoot one, but I videoed several and had the opportunity to take several, but chose not to at the time.
I got it.
And it was a great hunt.
Well, good.
I'm here in Green Ridge.
Yeah.
And I hooked up with a couple fellas yesterday morning about 9:45 or so, guy shot one.
Yeah.
And I went over to help them out.
Oh, well, good.
We got it and drug it out. I carried the gear for them.
Nice.
Two of them.
Well, you had a great hunt.
Yeah, we did. Went down to Bill Meyer, and at that time, about 1:30, we checked in. They had just under 150 count
yep.
at that time.
Yep.
So,
well, good. All right. Well, appreciate the call, Tony. You hear the music. We're out of time. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Hey, Lee in Catonsville and Kenneth in Cambridge. Going to have to hang on to after the news. The music is here. Sorry we didn't get to you. Just a busy, busy day today. So now, in the rain in particular, and the wind, be extremely careful out there. Extremely careful. All right? Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.